It is time for the local hero spotlight with Phil Corman, executive director of CESA, community involved in sustaining agriculture. And Phil, you brought the 2014 local hero awardee. You got Eric Stalker here from Squash Incorporated.
Yeah, that's right. So every year we give out three local hero awards, and we were so pleased and impressed by the work that Squash Incorporated has done for decades in the local food economy. And it's a story that's important for people to hear because Squash does work that's really hard to do and continue to be economically sustainable because it's being the middle person. It's being the distributor between farms and everywhere else.
You're kind of wearing this middleman thing as a badge of honor, right?
A badge of honor after all these years. Every 40 years, they give you an award. That's what we said.
No, people have seen the trucks around, the Squash trucks.
Well, we're food distributors. We sell butter, eggs, cheese, and produce. There are a lot of local produce, and that's always been an emphasis of ours. We have a warehouse in Belchertown. We take orders from customers, restaurants, institutions, stores. Then we have trucks that go in and out of the Boston market, which is sort of the market source for New England. It all comes back to our warehouse and gets redistributed out to the various restaurants and stores and whatever it may be.
So, Eric, can you educate us like a little bit more about the Boston market? Like, where are those products coming from?
Called the New England Produce Center. I mean, it's a so-called terminal market that really supplies the local produce needs to all of, you know, New England, maybe down into Connecticut, up into the Maritime Provinces and Canada. I mean, there might be hundreds of tractor trailers there at any given point from all over the country. Oh. I mean, I have some basil here, for example, that's locally grown, but our alternative to buying this locally grown basil is to buy stuff that comes from Hawaii. It's nothing now for us to have asparagus from Peru, or I'm not bragging about it, but it's what it is.
And the prices of that produce coming from far-flung reaches of the globe are cheaper, similar? Is the product similar?
Well, the product is similar in that it's, you know, a peach. It's called peaches, for example.
Yeah.
But
right.
I mean, it's not similar in terms of the taste and quality, say, compared to a local peach.
You're up against giant competitors here, pretty small profit margins, yet you managed to be successful, very successful over the past few years. What's the secret to all this?
Well, I would say the only way we can compete against our competitors, some of whom really have sales in the multiple billions of dollars. I mean, I was looking up the other day, and one of our major competitors is, I mean, they're 15,000 times bigger than we are. I mean, I'm not really, and that's not exaggeration. So really what we have is quality and service. And because we do a lot of work with local farmers, people support that. If you took our business and moved it to another place on the planet, in this state even, I'm not sure it'd be as successful as it is here.
But why is that?
This area, I think, supports local institutions, local stores, you know, smaller businesses. They're willing to pay a little bit of a premium to know that their produce is local, that they're dealing with a local business.
So how did you get to the point where you were doing what you do now?
The legend in the company sort of goes that these two guys, Michael Naughton and Deacon Bonner, were working for the Amherst Food Co-op back in the day. They were buying produce from a local company at the time, and they realized that they were just paying too much money and the quality wasn't good and so forth. And Deacon said, well, let's go to Boston and buy it ourselves. So the legend is that they put a couple hundred bucks in their pocket, went to Boston, rented a U-Haul truck, and went to the market. And here we are.
Now, the co-ops were very, very popular at one time here. And then they kind of sort of
faded
out a little bit.
We really had to reinvent ourselves because we really were sort of distributors to the food co-ops, but we had to keep growing and growing by selling to other places.
We're talking to Eric Stalker here from Squash Incorporated and Phil Corman from CESA. Now, Phil, currently there's a 12 to 13% of the food people in the valley eats locally grown. You are trying to increase that, CESA is, and Squash kind of plays a role in that.
The CESA goal is we want to double the amount of local food in our diet from what it is now up to 25%. And if we don't have local distributors who are committed to buying from local farms, then we're not going to get that increase happening on the tables in our homes and in our restaurants and even at colleges and cafeterias. Because when you have an institution, whether it's a college or a hospital, saying, we're going to up the amount of local, they don't necessarily want to interact with 15 different farms. So this is where Squash is incredibly useful as a distributor, because Squash can play that middle role of having those business relationships with multiple farms.
And some farmers that you work with, they've talked about how you really ease the hassle that they would have of getting their stuff to market.
They really would prefer to be wholesalers in the sense that they would just assume that a truck backs in and gives them an order and we buy the stuff and it goes away and they get their bills paid and they're done. They want to grow the stuff. They don't want to be distributors.
Well, you know, if you're a farmer, your office is outdoors without a ceiling. That is more than a full-time job.
You hear a lot about the locavore movement. Man, you were involved in this long before they even had that word, right?
That would probably be fair to say, yeah. We've been doing it for a long time because it was a way we could compete by having better quality stuff.
Now, you're a bundle of energy. I can see that. Yeah. But I don't want to give the impression to listeners that this is a one-man show.
Not at all. We have a very dedicated force, many of whom have worked for a long time. In fact, one of our best and longest employees came up the other day and just said, you know, I just realized the other day, I've been working for you for 10 years. And I said, I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. But he's
did,
not.
Did he get a carrot like
he
this?
He didn't know.
There's a carrot here that's over 12 inches long.
My God. What do you call the things that Luke Skywalker fights with? A lightsaber. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that's a beast.
I mean, that's 14 inches long. I measured it this morning. That's just indicative of how much topsoil there is here. I mean, it's the quality of the topsoil here in the valley is just unbelievable.
When Phil announced that you were going to get the Local Hero Award, how did this play at work?
My business partner, Marge, everybody's, I think, very happy with it. It's just a recognition of what we do.
Before we go, Phil, local farm dinner, Saturday night?
Saturday night at Enterprise Farm. We have Whole Foods Market is going to cook up an amazing locally sourced meal, and you can get tickets at buylocalfood.org.
Phil Corman's been with us, the executive director for CESA 2014, a Local Hero Awardee. Goes to Squash Incorporated and the proprietor, Eric Stalker. Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been our Local Hero Spotlight.